Jenlyn, Gravensteins. I've never seen or held a Gravenstein. Wikipedia presents a rather ugly fruit, slight streaks of red on misshapen, sickly yellow, a fruit that doesn't last. Best for grinding to mush this relic of the past, born in maybe Germany, maybe Denmark, was someone else's memory of the small, quaint orchard at the top of our land, strangely named the Gravensteins. Frost-filled mornings were gentle lifting of purple frozen orbs, numb cold hands as the first two red delicious dropped. The dust-caked bag continued to fill with vigilant speed, years perfected motion. Sharp edges, ice-metal bruises, the bag of burning grows as I gazed over treetops, inhaled dust and diesel and a faint aroma of fermentation. Wood smoke and change lingered. I absorbed a panorama of history, breathed instability. Bins filled, lands thawed. Children of tradition made friends of apple dolls with bite faces, arm sticks, an empty wooden bin, their splintered home. Stories, games, songs passed, time and seasons together. A culmination of generations, uprooted wood, stacked funeral pyres, burned and leveled.